Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
Welcome to the Bartholomew Town Podcast Holiday Special.
Well, here we are, the last episode of 2020, a year that I don't think any of us could have predicted a year ago when I first released this B-Town Holiday Special that you'll hear in just a few moments here on the pod. And look, we've been through it on the Year in Review episode, on the Best of 2020 Countdown episodes that dropped last week. And, you know, at this point, it's kind of, you know, we get it. 2020, wild year, dark year, depressing year, humanizing year. And now we enter into what will hopefully be kind of an upswing of morale, of just general life, and something that hopefully we can use to not only get out of the pandemic conversation, but some of the other major things that we've touched on, right? You know, you think about all the social justice issues that are tied into COVID that came up in 2020, all of those questions, all of those problems, hopefully we can begin to solve them as a collective going into the new year. But today, we have the B-Town Holiday Special. This will be the last episode of the year, and I'll be back with new podcast episodes coming up in mid-January. Right about the start of the General Assembly term, we'll have a new president being installed, making a lot of moves, and I'm excited to share them with you. We're going to be expanding some of the programming here. We're going to be introducing a lot of video stuff that is actually a lot of work that I've been trying to figure out how to operate, and we're going to be expanding the podcast programming to some more stuff. I'll have all of that for you when I have the concrete details. I'll be rolling them out on the social media pages, either on Instagram and Twitter at Bill Bartholomew, or inside the B-Town Facebook group. Just search for that. During this break, I'll still be around. I'll be on social media. You'll hear me on the radio from time to time, and you'll see me Wednesday nights on Rhode Island PBS for Rhode Island PBS Weekly. And I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for trusting me and for welcoming me into your world through this trying year, this very specific year. And with that, let's get to it, the B-Town Holiday Special. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all throughout the Ocean State, the movers and shakers prepped for the holiday they celebrate. From Nasonville's pines to Musquamaket sand dunes, members of the Rhode Island media are blasting holiday tunes. From Breton Point to the Moosup River Valley, with excitement they wrestle for the fabulous occasion of the Bartholomew Town Podcast Holiday Special. We'll hear wonders of the state like a fine-tuned kitchen, from various roadie classics sharing their holiday traditions. Atop the Superman building, I look from above, and with a ho, ho, ho and a chuckle, I shout,
"Hey, Gov!"
My favorite holiday tradition is Christmas Eve.
Yep.
I'm Italian, and
yes,
Christmas Eve is a very important day in my family. We all go to my mother's house. We have the traditional Italian seven-fish dinner. It's my favorite thing. We all help to cook. All the children are there. All the cousins are there. And it's just great.
Thank you, Governor.
Just beyond the beauty of the State House's artificial tree, a bit of Christmas sporting with Lieutenant Governor McKee.
So we got the McKee family holiday Christmas, I guess. It's always day after Christmas tournament. So 30-something contenders. This is your favorite tradition?
Our family gets extended, Bill, too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's anyone and anyone that's kind of been touching base with us. We've been fortunate enough to have a lot of I come from a pretty large family, so two brothers, two sisters, and then so when we put all the kids together, all the families together, just on my side, there's probably 25, 30 people for dinner.
Yeah.
And now it's growing now that our kids are getting starting their families, right? The ping pong tournament is kind of special, though.
Yeah.
So the day after Christmas, I treat everybody to a movie. I think this is going to be the Mr. Rogers this year. I think everybody's going to go see the Mr. Rogers film this year.
Yep. Can't beat it.
In the fancy seats at one of the theaters, we'll pre-buy the tickets, and then we'll have anywhere from 20 to 30 people show up for the movie.
Terrific.
And then after that, we go over to my brother Jim's house. He takes his garage space, which has got a fairly large garage, like a three-car garage. A ping pong table goes in each a garage door, and he closes it off. And then we have the family picks the teams, and it's three-person teams. And then we do round robins for the next 2 hours. And then I leave, and then the younger kids stick around and do the adult liquor games.
Gotcha.
Our next guest is to ingredients as a blower is to glass. Ho, 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 Chef Frank Terranova. Now that's cooking with class.
This is a nice state. Aesthetically, other stuff is issues, but what are you going to do? But I mean, I've got my family, and we always, even Italian background, everything Christmas is always the big one. Thanksgiving is huge. Easter is big in the Italian, but Christmas is like the ultimate.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. Matter of fact, everything, my house is already decorated inside. I'll take my granddaughter out Saturday, and we'll probably knock out the lights outside.
So you're full in on the lights and everything.
I use lasers now. I'm not going to do like the Griswolds. It's still too much of a pain in the neck.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Providence is full of magic, says Michelle Cruz of Trinity Rep.
And Providence Downtown Parks Conservancy, they've been really, really amazing in this. And we hope to make it, you know, a way to activate a public square and, really appreciate our neighbors all across our community.
And NAACP Providence Prez Jim Vincent says Thanksgiving football puts pep in his step.
Probably the turkey day game, the high school turkey day game.
The high school football action.
The high school football playing on Thanksgiving Day. I think that's great.
Near a fanciful fireplace, I sought a local gem in hopes that I'd get a description of the holiday season from him. Then the wind swirled, time stopped, and I heard a ho, ho, ho. Suddenly appeared Scott McKay of the Publix Radio.
One of my favorite traditions, actually, is going to Boston Common to see the lights. I've done it since I've been a little kid, and I've always enjoyed it, and it's just really nice to see people in an urban environment doing that. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I also, the biggest thing that I do, and that every year I go to, is the Christmas Carol service at Central Congregational Church. It's always held just before Christmas, and it gets 700 or 800 people. The whole neighborhood seems to come, and that's a tradition that my wife and I really appreciate. That's probably our favorite tradition.
Amazing. All right. Well,
it's pretty cool. It's a really great service, the Christmas Carol service at Central Congregational. It's lovely.
I was shocked as I stepped out that it began to snow. Then I heard the distinct voice of Steve Klemkin of WPRO.
Well, you know, years ago when my daughter was young, we used to take her to La Salette Shrine. And, she and her grandparents and it would just be a great family holiday tradition, I think. We did that for a few years. Now, she's grown and we are as well. But often through the years, we like to visit some family friends over in Tiverton. They're always inviting us around the holidays to come visit, and that's how we spend our time with friends, which is over in Tiverton, a very nice spot by the water, and although we don't go out on the water in winter time, it's just getting together with friends, really. As you mentioned, Bill, I'm a native New Englander, not originally from Rhode Island, but from Connecticut originally. We don't have a lot of holiday traditions per se, but I'd say just getting together with family and friends is just the happy memories for me, really, come the holiday time.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. DeCastro knows the season. And I'm talking Big Ben.
Yeah, I think there's a few things you definitely need to do. A trip to La Salette Shrine over there in Attleboro, Massachusetts is always one. You get a good cup of hot chocolate and walk around and enjoy it. And then, you know, the Big Blue Bug lighting, that is our, essentially, that is our Rockefeller Plaza tree.
It's yes, it
more
is.
More so than the State House lighting, more so than anything yeah. else. To me, that is the big thing. I mean, the news stations take it live. It was a great night this year. We did it back. And they don't do it too early. They only do it the Monday before Thanksgiving just yep. to give people a good time to enjoy nibbles all lit up there every night. But that's always fun.
Yeah, spectacular stuff. Yeah, La Salette Shrine's come up a few times. The Bugs come up a few times. What about, like, things that are kind of very specific to your world?
For me personally?
Yeah, you personally, I guess. Yeah, obviously, you know, those things are too.
It's getting together with the family and friends. You know, my wife is from the upstate New York area, so we actually did Christmas a little early this year. We did it back on Columbus Day weekend because we were there. She had family in from all other parts of the country. The biggest tradition, though, I have is I still have the plate my grandmother gave me for my first Christmas plate. It was made by when she did ceramics back in the day when that was a thing. The only issue is it's about 7.5 inches diameter, so I have to fill it like 10 times for Christmas.
Yeah, a lot of refill action there.
One course at a time on this little time. No, but it's awesome. I have a little case for it and everything, and that is it's very special. So that's my little personal thing. But you know, I always just love going out and seeing the lights, and you know, there's so many great little shops that open up more hours. Local artisans, local artists, local people doing stuff. It's cool. It really is something special.
Then a jingle jangle sounded high above Narragansett Bay, and to my surprise, I received a phone call from the great songwriter and artist, Dan Blakeslane.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I always notice, like, on the holidays, like, you're walking around and people always say hi. And it's like, hey, let's do that every day. I started doing this thing where I just kind of nod and say hi to people as I'm walking by, and most of the time, like 90% of the time, people look away. They're like, "Oh man, that guy's weird." You know what I mean? but then the other part of the time, it's like you can tell. It's like people are like, "Oh wow, oh my God, someone said hi to me."
To all of the listeners and guests of this show, a sincere appreciation on this season oft depicted with snow. And to all of you, with a chuckle and a twinkle in my eye, happy holidays, and don't forget. New episodes every Tuesday and Friday.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.